This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Less than a week after a tornado wiped a big chunk of Joplin, Missouri off the map, the city's beginning to shift focus toward the next challenge, rising from the ruins. And the town that gained fame as a stop along Route 66 can use the road maps drawn by other storm-savage communities that have endured the same long journey. Not far from Joplin, tiny Pierce City and Stockton, rebuilt piece by piece after tornadoes in 2004 reduced much of them to rubble. Greensburg, Kansas did the same, starting over after a 2007 twister leveled that town. Now, those towns didn't face the same scale of death and decimation as Joplin, and the rebirths took years of hard work, but they offer hope that comebacks are possible. Now, the state of Missouri says the number of people missing or unaccounted for since the Joplin tornado is now at 156. Missouri Department of Public Safety Deputy Director Andrea Spiller said today that officials are working 24 hours a day to trim the list that stood at 232 a day earlier. Spiller said at least 90 people on the original list have been located alive, but some new names have also been added, and at least six have been identified as among the dead. A city spokesman said earlier today that the death toll had risen to 132. Well, what about the businesses that were in that tornado at Joplin? The Chamber of Commerce says the business community suffered a tremendous blow when that tornado swept through. Chamber President Rob O'Brien said at least 300 businesses and 4,000 jobs have been affected by the tornado, and he says that count could rise. One of the city's largest employers, St. John's Hospital, was destroyed, but hospital officials have vowed to rebuild and said they're committed to retaining the hospital's 2,000 employees. Home Depot and Walmart, also large employers, say they will rebuild. Dillon's, which was also destroyed, has not made a commitment. O'Brien said the good news is the city still has 2,000 businesses and 50,000 people, so it has many resources left. Residents in Arkansas and Oklahoma will get a chance for a close-up look at a steam locomotive next month. That's when Union Pacific Railroad's engine number 844 makes its first stop on a tour through the state. The railroad says the locomotive is to arrive at Ball Knob the evening of June 6th. It'll be for a one-night stopover and will be on display from 10 until 6 p.m. on June 7th. And just when you think you've heard it all, police say a Northwest Missouri man allowed a 10-year-old girl to drive a car carrying four other children that was struck by a freight train. No one was hurt in the accident Tuesday near Chillicothe. Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox says 31-year-old Aaron Graves of Chula was cited for five misdemeanor counts of endangering the welfare of a child. The Missouri Highway Patrol said the driver accelerated to try and avoid the train, but didn't make it all the way across the tracks. Graves first claimed he was driving, but later admitted the 10-year-old was. The relationship between the children and Graves was not clear.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.